going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Diane from Middleborough.
Hello, Diane.
Good morning.
Kids are in the car. Eva and yes. Rita. Good morning.
Yes. Morning.
On it.
Will you all kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture related. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win yourself the $100. Just a reminder, Diane, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The NFL draft is tonight, and the Patriots have the 4th overall pick. Who is the Patriots' current quarterback?
Oh, yeah, I have no idea.
Question number 2. Ed Sheeran and Noah Kahan teamed up this week to blow some fans' minds. They got together in Nashville at a pub and played songs like Stick Season and Dial Drunk. Which state is Noah Kahan from?
Vermont.
Taylor Swift and Hugh Jackman are reportedly set to be subpoenaed in the Blake Lively Justin Baldoni lawsuit. Hugh did a movie with Blake's husband Ryan Reynolds that was the second highest grossing movie of all time in 2024, with almost $1.4 billion brought in. Can you name the movie?
Deadpool Wolverine.
Joe Keery, 33, today. He plays Steve Harrington on which Netflix series?
Oh, yeah, I have no idea.
Newburyport.
Yes, Carson serenaded him once with an acoustic song when he came in the studio. He was startled, we'll say.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have no idea.
Question number 5. A list of gross behind-the-scenes facts from TV shows and movies include Will Ferrell had to film the spaghetti scene in Elf twice because he threw up during the first take. What is the name of the department store Buddy works at in Elf?
Oh, crap.
That's a great
no
question.
No idea.
All right, let's get...
I love that movie. I have no idea.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
So I understand the kids are headed to Grandma's. They off school this week?
Yes, they are.
See, times are different from when we were kids, Kennedy.
Why is that?
If it was like spring break,
yeah.
Mom would throw me a couple of frozen dinners and say, fend for yourself.
I don't know if that's a time thing or a you thing.
Little column A, a little column B, because same.
Diane got 2 out of 5, right, Kennedy?
All right, well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are tough.
I'm just happy I got at least one.
Goals.
Kennedy, the NFL draft is tonight, and I know you are the number one sports reporter in all of Boston, and you know who the Patriots are going to be taking with the fourth
pick. Yeah, I care. I care a lot.
Can you also tell me who the Patriots' current quarterback is?
Drake May.
You care at least that much.
I do. Well, you'll tell me who I should care about, Dan, and then I'll care about them.
Yep.
I think it's going to be.
I will force my feelings upon you.
That's pretty much what I do here, and I'm all right with that.
I think it's going to be somebody with arms they say are too short, Kennedy.
I don't know what that means.
Question number two.
I'll tell you off air.
Thank you.
Ed Sheeran and Noah Kahan teamed up this week to blow some fans' minds. They got together at a Nashville pub. They played songs like Stick Season and Dial Drunk for the patrons. Which state is Noah Kahan from?
Massachusetts?
No, he lives.
Oh, he lives here. Vermont.
Vermont, and it's the season of the sticks.
No, I get it. I get it. Answer too fast. Story of my life.
Tied at one. Question number three.
Uh-oh, it's gotten interesting.
Taylor Swift and Hugh Jackman are reportedly set to be subpoenaed in the Blake Lively Justin Baldoni lawsuit. Hugh did a movie with Blake's husband Ryan Reynolds that was the second highest grossing movie of all time. In all of 2024, with $1.4 billion named the movie.
Deadpool Wolverine.
Tied at two. Joe Keery, 33 today. He plays Steve Harrington on which Netflix series?
Stranger Things.
Yeah, he's coming into town with his band. Remember last time he came to the studio? This time they're like, he'll do a video interview.
He's a little more famous now.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
You do you, buddy.
Newberry. He's not going to get the full thing if he's not.
That's why he won't come back in. He's like, I don't want that strange man to look into my eyes as he sings to me.
It was a good song.
3-2, question number five. A list of gross behind-the-scenes facts from TVs and movies, Kennedy, include Will Ferrell had to film the spaghetti scene in Elf twice because he threw up during the first take. What is the name of the department store Buddy works at in Elf?
Gary's.
Gimbals.
Gimbals?
Gimbals.
Gimbals.
Gimbals is the correct answer. Go ahead and put that in your brain for later. Yeah, those were tough questions. 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening, even when you're off on school vacation.
Yeah.
Yep. Going to grandma's house is always fun. You get all the sweets.
Yeah.
Speaking of sugar flavors.
Yes, too many sweets.
I wonder if grandma makes them watch soap operas. Like.
Oh, I watched Young and the Restless with my grandfather.
Yes.
We would be at the beach, 11:30. You have to go inside to watch your stories.
Yep.
100%.
Kids are like, what are soap operas? Never mind.
They're still around, buddy.
Diane, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Diane, it's Eva and Rita from Middleborough, and we can't
beat
Kennedy.
All right. Bye, Eva. Bye, Rita.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kenny Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. All this week is Redemption Week, Kennedy.
Redemption Week.
Where we bring back the five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy, giving her a shot at redemption. Sherry is from Salem. Good morning.
Good morning.
Also in with her son, Henry. What's up, Henry?
Hello.
Hello.
He doesn't need a microphone. He projects.
Will you two kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please
leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
What was the score when you beat Kennedy before Sherry?
3-2.
No, it's all right. Go ahead, Henry. Right? Talk all you want. Henry, why don't you move over and just take Kennedy's mic? We don't need her. She's always in the way. There you go. How's that?
She's good. Laughing in the other studio. She's got her mic still.
All right. Sherry and Henry, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. How old are you again, Henry?
8.
8 years old.
It's a good year.
Question number one. During a TikTok live, Lizzo revealed she has dropped 16% of her body fat by focusing on calories in versus calories out and ditching her old Starbucks habit. Speaking of Starbucks, are there more Starbucks or Dunks across the United States?
Dunks.
Dunks.
All right, question number two. 17 years ago today in 2008, Wesley Snipes was convicted of tax evasion and sentenced to 3 years in prison. Snipes played a vampire hunting half vampire in which movie franchise?
Twilight.
Okay, question number three. Tyson Ritter, 41 today. He's the lead singer of the All-American Rejects. Take a listen to these opening lyrics and then name the song.
I wake up every evening with a big smile on my face, and I never feel out of place. And you're still probably working at a 9-to-5 pace. I wonder how bad that tastes.
Name the song. Do you know it?
No.
No? Nothing?
Nothing.
All right. Question number four. Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler want to do another movie together soon. They've done three so far. Can you give me two of them? Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler.
Don't think we know that one either.
All right, question number five. Morgan Wallen and Post Malone have a new song together. It's called I Ain't Coming Back. It's on Morgan's new album that is set to release in May. What is the name of the album? Are you a big Morgan Wallen guy?
I'm a Post Malone guy.
Oh, you're a Post Malone guy? All right.
I don't think we know that one either.
Sherry, you're leaning on the 8-year-old a lot.
I know.
Keep looking at him like, well.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Hey, there's Aiden. Sorry, Kennedy, you lost your microphone. It's been commandeered.
Yeah.
It'd be hard for me to play the game with her.
It's not the Carson and Henry show.
You do.
I think it's just the Henry show, Dan. All right, so I have Sherry and Henry getting 0 out of 5.
Guys.
Ouch.
Mac.
We really gotta find something.
It hurts worse than your shoulder pain.
It really does.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
During a TikTok live, Lizzo revealed that she has dropped 16% of her body fat by focusing on calories in versus calories out and ditching her old Starbucks habit. Speaking of Starbucks, are there more Starbucks or Dunks across the United States?
Starbucks.
Yeah, not even close by about 6,000 stores. 1-0. 17 years ago today in 2008, Wesley Snipes was convicted of tax evasion and sentenced to 3 years in prison. Snipes played a vampire hunting half vampire in which movie franchise?
Blade.
Yes, it was Blade.
Daywalker.
Didn't he show up in like, was it?
He was just in Deadpool and Wolverine with a cameo, yeah.
2-0, question number three. Tyson Ritter turns 41 today. He is the lead singer of the All-American Rejects. Take a listen to these opening lyrics and then name the song.
I wake up every evening with a big smile on my face, and I never feel out of place. And you're still probably working at a 9-to-5 pace. I wonder how bad that tastes.
Name the song.
Gives you hell?
The official song of Kennedy's shoulder blade. 3-0. Question number four. Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler want to do another movie together. They have done three so far. Name two.
Wedding Singer 50 First Dates.
And Blended is another one. 4-0. Question number five. Morgan Wallen and Post Malone have a new song out together called I Ain't Coming Back. It's on Morgan's new album. It is set to be released in May. What is the album called?
I'm not going to get it. Mm.
Taylor Swift?
Oh, I'm the problem. Well, but, you can't get me.
I know I can. 4-0 is the final score. Well.
Womp, womp. We still had fun, though, right?
Yeah. We did.
That's all that matters.
Well, you don't get the cash, obviously, with the redemption week for Campy Kennedy. Actually, didn't even get a point as I'm looking at the sheet here. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Sherry?
We are Sherry and Henry from Salem, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hi to Michelle from Hyde Park.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm great. You know, just 9 months pregnant.
Wow.
With twins, I understand.
Oh, my gosh. Bless your heart.
Yes, twin girls.
You must be headed to the hospital any day now then, eh?
Yeah, we have a scheduled C-section for May 14th.
Oh, congratulations, Mama.
Thank you.
I heard a rumor they were going to be named Carson and Kennedy.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, two beautiful girls, Carson and Kennedy. All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please, Michelle?
Yes, can you please leave the studio, Kennedy?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She is now gone into the soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Michelle, are you ready?
Yes.
Excuse me. A trailer for season two of Wednesday has dropped online. What is the name of the severed hand that accompanies Wednesday at school on the show?
Thing.
Green Day, Blink-182, and Weezer will headline Riot Fest in Chicago for the 20th anniversary. Which of those three has sold the most records worldwide? Green Day, Blink-182, or Weezer?
I'm going to say Green Day.
Question number three. 36 years ago today, 1989, Massachusetts declared New Kids on the Block Day. Finish the hook to this New Kids song.
Step by step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to you, girl. Step by step. Ooh, baby.
Finish the lyric.
I didn't know I was finishing the lyrics.
Did I not say that? I did.
Sorry, that's I didn't right. hear that.
Okay. Question number four. The Board of Parole from Jelly Roll's home state just recommended he receive a full pardon, meaning all of his past felony convictions would no longer be on his record. Which state is Jelly Roll from?
Tennessee.
Question number five. People Magazine has named 62-year-old Demi Moore this year's most beautiful person. She tells the magazine how she used to torture herself to stay in shape, but has developed a more relaxed relationship with her body. Demi was nominated for an Oscar this year for her role in which film?
Oh, my God. I haven't seen it. Oh, my God. I know it because I saw the Oscars, but I didn't see the movie, so I can't think of the name.
That's all right. That's all right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Hey, I'm going to pass along a tip to you that somebody passed along to us when my ex-wife and I had our twins. When you're in the hospital, okay, and there's nobody around.
Yes.
You take every one of those diapers they give you and every one of those little blankets they give you and you throw it in the little bag that you have and you take them home with you. Every diaper,
absolutely,
every blanket, you're paying for it. They are yours. Have your family take them out with them when they leave. Have friends take them. Just keep taking diapers out every time somebody comes in that room because you're going to need a lot of them over the next few
Fantastic
weeks.
Fantastic advice.
Yeah, somebody gave that tip to us, and we did. We stole tons of diapers, and I'm glad we did. Kennedy, welcome back.
Yeah, will do.
Michelle got 3 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
That's fantastic. These are difficult.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
A trailer for season two of Wednesday has dropped online. What is the name of the severed hand that accompanies Wednesday to school?
Thing.
Tied at one. Green Day, Blink-182, and Weezer will headline the Riot Fest in Chicago for its 20th anniversary. Which of those three has sold the most records worldwide?
One more time.
Sure. Green Day.
Blink-182.
Weezer.
Ooh. Feels like Green Day, but then I feel like Weezer's one of those sleepers. Green Day.
Tied at two. 36 years ago today, in 1989, Massachusetts declared one of our most important holidays.
I graduated from high school.
New Kids on the Block Day.
That's right.
finish the hook to this New Kids song.
Step by step, ooh baby, gonna get to you, girl. Step by step, ooh baby, really want you in my world.
Oh, a bonus point for the hitting that note, too. 3-2, question number four. The Board of Parole from Jelly Roll's home state just recommended he receive a full pardon, meaning all of his past felony convictions would no longer be on his record. Which state is Jelly Roll from?
Tennessee.
You're the only 10 I see, Kennedy.
Oh, my God.
4-3, question number five. People magazine is named 62-year-old Demi Moore,
yes,
this year's
queen.
Most beautiful person. She tells the magazine how she used to torture herself to stay in shape, but has developed a more relaxed relationship with her body. Demi was nominated for an Oscar this year for her role in which film?
The Substance.
Substance, yes. That
Robbed.
Is, yes.
I love that they put a 62-year-old woman on the cover of a magazine.
Yeah.
Love it.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Michelle, you don't get the cash, but listen, you're about to have twins.
I mean, that's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Right.
Well, congratulations. It's going to be a wonderful time for you, for sure.
Yeah.
What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Michelle from Hyde Park, but I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.